Boy.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. It's always in the cold part. Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, you didn't ask me Tennessee, did you? You said Kentucky. Oh, God, Al.
Where they have the Kentucky Derby?
Louisville, yeah. I've been to Saratoga, New York, there where they had the race, the trotters.
Oh.
I meant to go to that, but we got there just a day too late. My son meant to take us to the races.
You like the races?
I'd like it. I'd love it. I like dog races.
Watch them go, huh?
You like dog races?
No, I don't know enough about them, I guess.
Well, I never saw dog races, but when I was in Denver, my son-in-law was real ill. It was after my husband died, and my son-in-law wanted to take me to the dog races, and I finally just consented to go, and I got up there, and he went out and got each one of us a ticket, $2 a piece. Said, "Now, which ticket do you want?" I said, "Don't make any difference which one I take." And I just took one. I said, "Well, if I take this ticket, I'll pay you the $2. You know, I won $190.
Holy smoke.
On that first ticket. But I didn't buy anymore. I put that in my pocket. Zipped it up.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to give it all back and some more.
I didn't. I didn't get any of mine back. But I was just lucky.
Oh, $190. Boy, oh boy.
I never was so surprised. And I don't know how many other people won the same amount. On that race.
The dog wasn't supposed to do it, huh?
Two dogs. You had to bet on two dogs, you know.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That came out first. And I never was surprised. Got pretty close. My daughter said, she just kept clapping hands and said, "Mama, Mama, Mama, your dog's getting it." Well, I brought my three grandchildren home with me on the plane, so I didn't. It wasn't all lost.
Yeah.
Had paid my round trip. My round trip up there was nearly $100. Mine was, and then the children coming back.
Mm-hmm. What did you fly up there on?
Well, honest, it had six motors, a DC-6, I think.
Oh.
But now they don't. It's not on the road. You don't have that Electra or anything to, or jet to Denver now. You've got to go on one of those.
Convair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like those as well.
No, I went up from Tulsa last spring, we went up in a Viscount,
yeah.
Four-engine turboprop. It was quite nice.
Yeah. I don't like these as well, those Convairs, so well.
Yeah, they're noisy and rough.
They're noisy, and then when they get to Colorado Spring, hit those mountains by
yeah.
The rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I sure liked to go on the Electra, though, to Houston. That was real nice. I wanted to go on the jet. It's a jet-propelled
mm-hmm.
plane, you know, but I'd have had to change
mm-hmm.
there at Dallas, I suppose. Somewhere I had to change, so they refueled. They stopped at Dallas and refueled
mm-hmm.
and went on, but then it was real nice.
That's a nice airplane, is it? Was it quiet?
Yeah, oh, real nice and quiet.
I rode on one back from Chicago last Christmas, and it was noisy and just
electric?
Shook the band. Yeah.
This is real nice.
Well, I heard
smooth.
That they were very calm.
Just
very
as smooth as
quiet.
It could be.
The darn engines wouldn't synchronize.
Well.
And they just banged and rattled.
Mary flies on jets quite a bit.
She likes them?
Yeah, she goes to Miami on a jet.
Hmm.
She's down in Miami the last of June for 2 weeks down there.
She must just live out of a suitcase.
Yes, she does.
Ooh,
she can really,
beautiful.
She really can.
Or does she enjoy it?
Yeah, she enjoys it.
Oh, well, that's
she
all
enjoys
right.
it. You should see her give a demonstration. I don't think I ever saw anyone that give a good demonstration as she can.
Hmm.
She's a nutritionist, you know,
mm-hmm.
and she can really can put it over.